So my name is Wesley Chan. I'm a partner on the Google Ventures team, and my job is to find really great companies that have the potential of changing the world and also making a lot of money, and investing in them and helping them grow and succeed and become what could be the next Google or the next Amazon or, you know, the next Rogers Wireless. So we're very excited about being able to spot those opportunities early and, you know, getting and helping them succeed.
So for somebody that was an entrepreneur and they thought they had a great idea, how would they approach Google Ventures?
What we have found when we hire engineers and other, you know, wonderful talent in the Google is that the best talent and the best people come from referrals internally within the company. Most people will refer great friends of theirs or folks that have done amazing things because typically smart people know some other smart people. So as we say on the website, the best way to reach somebody at Google Ventures is to find a Google employee. Referrals, we find, are sort of the best filter. We're a small team, so we don't have the opportunity to go through and read every proposal that we get. We'd love to be able to have that opportunity, but we're still small and starting up, so it's really about finding a good, great Google employee or Googler, as we call them, and really getting them excited about the idea and having them champion your idea to our venture team.
So they're kind of filtering out sort of what are maybe good ideas or maybe just...
It's not so much filter, you know, it's more just the ability to get somebody at Google excited, and if they're excited, mm-hmm. they'll let us know.
Right.
And that's the best way, is to basically get somebody excited. And, you know, we have tens of thousands of employees worldwide, so it would be fantastic if you're a wonderful entrepreneur, getting access or getting the ability to speak to an employee and, you know, pitch them on your idea is definitely, hopefully, not too difficult.
So the kind of companies that you've been involved with, is there certain types of companies, or are they coming from all over the planet? Or
So far we're investing in North America. So the companies that we focused on are based out of North America. Some of our great opportunities that we've invested in so far include Iperion, which is a company that focuses on stem cells. They're able to basically do and create new models of drug screening that use cells from your own body. They're able to create stem cells from cells, your skin cells, which is a wonderfully innovative and exciting new realm for pharmaceutical testing. We invested in a company called Silver Spring Networks, which is about building new smart grids and being able to wirelessly read your meter to be able to adjust your power use to help you be more efficient with that. That's going to be another fantastic sort of opportunity to really impact efficiency and power use. And, you know, we're also looking at another company, or we've invested in another company called Trotta, which helps small businesses really be more efficient and to make more money off of their online advertising. That's a huge market. The small businesses typically don't have access to tools or to help or to people to really help them grow in their online marketing, because, you know, most of the agencies that address their market are typically addressing much larger customers that spend a lot more. So we see that as a huge opportunity in terms of addressing the long tail.
So one of the examples you mentioned was obviously not web-based,
yeah.
Whereas the other was...
web-based, right? Like, one was about smart grids and smart power meters and wireless power meters and the ability to make the power grid and be more efficient and to make your house more efficient. You know, they might have a web browser to help you see what's going on, but at the end of the day, their target market are utilities to really deploy these really smart and really networked power meters to help, you know, improve the efficiency of the grid. So that's not a web-based company. That's about power management and efficiency and clean energy. And I wouldn't want to use the word green energy, but it's about making our power dependency on, our growth and our power consumption a lot less than it could be otherwise. And then, you know, the stem cell company, Iperion, is really about finding great therapeutics to diseases today that are just absolutely debilitating, have no cure, and are very, very difficult to treat. And so, you know, we believe in companies that have that impact on the world to be able to change the way things go, just as Google sort of changed, you know, the way people did search or advertised or sort of reached their customers online.
I guess I was thinking that people would probably sort of assume Google, so it's more web-based,
yeah.
But it's obviously you have a broader spectrum, more a bigger sort of idea of who you're open to investing in.
I think the wonderful thing about Google Ventures and why I personally chose to be a partner in the fund is that our mandate is to find companies that can go change the world and, you know, also be very, very profitable in any field. We're not strategic. We don't have to go ask for a product manager's permission to go invest in a company. We don't have to invest in a company because there's a tie into Google. It's all about finding great companies in any spectrum, in any field, that have the opportunity to be very, very game-changing in terms of what they're building. And that's super exciting to be able to identify those, you know, wonderful...
So how long has Google Ventures been in existence?
The fund started in 2009. You know, this is the second year of our fund, and we've been in existence since then. So
is there a reason that it started in 2009, or...?
I think that was the time that, you know, our founders decided it would be fantastic to have an investment arm that is focused on financial return and on identifying great entrepreneurs and helping them grow, just as, you know, they got help from venture funds when they were building up Google.
So just a little bit on your own background in terms of getting involved with Google, like prior to that.
Yeah. I've been at Google for around 8 years. I started when we were a startup, so, you know, it's fun watching and being part of that growth and watching the story of Google evolve to what it is today. Prior to that, I started a product called Google Analytics, which, you know, is in use by most websites today. So
which I use.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's free. You know, it really helps people understand the effectiveness of their advertising, of their design changes, of their visitors. And it really helps make the web a better place, simply because you can look at what your users are doing and how they're responding to changes, and whether putting a button in a certain place leads to the conversion or the behavior that you want users to have, and whether they're having a good experience. So that's been a game-changing product that I was very excited and proud to be able to start and found.
So what's the path for you from that to ventures?
I've acquired over 5 companies for Google. I've looked at over 60. You know, Google Analytics, as you remember, started with an acquisition of a small company called Urchin Software. And I found them and helped to bring them in, along with several other companies, to build up Google Analytics. The next set of products that I created was Google Voice, which is telecommunications in the cloud. It's doing very well in the U.S. We have lots of users, very excited. And that also came from an acquisition. And so my job was to not necessarily say, here's what the product's going to be, but really work with a smart team and assemble the world's best and brightest minds through acquisition, through internal hiring and internal resources to build a game-changing product. And I think Analytics and Google Voice have been, you know, two products with very large impacts on the world. And so at the end of the day, I feel that the coaching and the ability to help those startups come into Google and to grow from a obscure sort of set of functions and features into a product and a portfolio of features that we can give to end users, and to coach them from not having any users at all and to work closely with them, helping them grow their user acquisition and to refine the product into something that, you know, I would say millions of people use worldwide. That is a very valuable skill set to be able to bring into venture investing and to help our startups be able to grow and sort of learn from those experiences. I mean, the joke that I give to my founders and portfolio CEOs that I work with is that you know, I probably failed more than anyone at Google in terms of what I've created. Cause, you know, Analytics and Voice did not start from, you know, a here's exactly the game plan. It really started from a lot of learnings and failures that I've personally had and that, you know, the company has been through. So it's been absolutely fantastic to be able to apply those learnings and those failures and to help our portfolio companies not have to repeat those same mistakes that I've made.
So lastly, have you thought of the growth conference so far? Have you had a chance to see anything or anything that you wanted to catch?
You know, I think it's been fantastic to see such a vibrant entrepreneurial community in Canada and in Vancouver specifically. I think there's definitely been a lot of great changes that the Canadian government has been able to implement, including the revisions on Section 116, which is the tax law that, you know, has tripped up a lot of investment prior. So I think we're very excited to be able to, you know, be a part of this from Google Ventures, and also me personally to be able to, you know, meet and engage and give feedback and advice, and also maybe hopefully find another company that we might fund or back as part of Google. So I think that's a fantastic opportunity. I'm happy to see conferences like that here.